by Pius Kinathia. When discussing the vast scale and impact of fake news, it is worth keeping in mind that the term itself has become a politically charged rhetorical device. This does not necessarily make it the best descriptor for a phenomenon that is swiftly changing how the world of politics digests information. Nevertheless, the term has caught on. So it can serve as an easily recognizable shorthand, though it is at most an umbrella term for various distinct types of disinformation and misinformation. For the past few months, Mount Kenya people have been treated to distorted discussions about the question of Mount Kenya kingship. Interestingly, those people who have never recovered from post-Uhuru hangovers are the ones fixated on this discussion. These people are wallowing in self-deception. To think that the retired president still has some grip in Mount Kenya politics is not only ironic, but it's laughable since this is the very man whom Mount Kenya people defied and humiliated in 2022. We have also seen first-time greenhorn politicians led by the Maranga County Senator sparking off an immature debate that pits the Deputy President Rigathi Gachagua against the Kaharu MP. Many, just like the politically unconscious Maranga Senator, have erroneously interpreted that to mean that the Deputy President is not popular in Mount Kenya. Although the Deputy President has incessantly dismissed this kingship debate and urged leaders to focus solely on development, H.E. Rigathi Gachagua cannot escape the endorsement by Mount Kenya people as their Mount Kenya King. The war on illicit liquors, poisonous liquors, and substance abuse, which is being led by the Deputy President, is yielding results. Mount Kenya appreciates this effort. The reforms at the tea and coffee subsectors that are being spearheaded by the Deputy President have seen farmers enjoy increased income. Macadamia is now going for shush 80 all the way from shush 2012 months ago. For the Deputy President, this is what matters to him. This is what he promised Mount Kenya people. For Mount Kenya people, this is what matters to them: money in their pockets. The Deputy President has also been at the forefront emphasizing the need for Mount Kenya leaders to unite. Our strength as Mount Kenya people is our unity of purpose. Our leaders should rally behind Rigiji and bolster his efforts in realizing tea and coffee reforms that will go along to benefit our people. We must support the Deputy President. Pius Kinathia is a political analyst and governance expert. His X account at believe_Kinathia.